Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti, talking about an assortment of upcoming activities. Lindsay, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So the first thing I want to ask you about is the next event, essentially. It's next week, a week from today, in fact, and that is welcoming a new member to the Chamber. What is this event?
That's right. We have another ribbon cutting, which is very exciting. So we've had two this month and three, actually, because we had two a week ago. And so we have Bette and Bev's Barbecue coming to Perry. They are opening up on Tuesday, and so we are having a ribbon cutting on Friday to officially welcome them and celebrate the new business. So very exciting to have a new restaurant in town, kind of been in the works for a little while. So very excited to, like I said, welcome them and celebrate with a ribbon cutting.
For sure. Now, ribbon cuttings, everyone is familiar with them, I think, because you know, you bust out the big scissors and everything like that. So why do you feel like they're important to keep going and keep people invested in the new businesses?
Well, ribbon cuttings are definitely a great opportunity to showcase a new business. So we're welcoming them, we're introducing them, we're getting to see what's going on inside, especially if they're new or they've renovated the space. So it's kind of for people to attend them. It's kind of that inside look. They get to meet the owners, but then they also get to show their support for the new business. A lot goes into starting a business, especially if there's renovations, new equipment or new inventory, signage, all of that goes into it. So it's a great opportunity to showcase them, but then also show our support for them being here in Perry, because every single business that we have, it's very important to have them. It helps with the vibrancy of our community to have these options locally, but then also to be a draw for visitors as well. So whether it's a new restaurant like Bette and Bev's, a new retail shop, a new service, or just new members that are joining the Chamber, they're supporting us. So it's a great opportunity to support them and invite people to come out and meet the owners, like I said, and visit, see what's new. And then of course, the photos are fun too, but that's just kind of the icing on the cake for the reason why we do it, to welcome them.
Absolutely. Tell us again when the ribbon cutting is.
So for Bette and Bev's, it's going to be Friday, June 28th, 10:30 a.m. And that'll be great because it'll be right before lunchtime. So we'll be at a barbecue shop. So, you know, fill in the blank there for what can happen. But like I said, just a great chance to welcome them to the community.
Absolutely. Now, a little bit before that, actually, next week, you also have the next edition of the Better My Business program. We've talked about it a little bit before, but what can you tell people just to remind them about what is involved in this program?
So the Better My Business program is a new business development program. So not necessarily new business, but a new program where we're hosting different workshops each month to better businesses. So various topics, various presenters, various formats, dates and times, things like that. So not always the same day or time, not always the same presenter. It's not just me. We're bringing in various resources throughout the state and locally. So we saw this as an opportunity. We have a lot of new businesses. There's always new up and coming challenges for businesses. So with this month, we are working with the Small Business Development Center to host kind of a workshop that they host other places as well, but then also individually one-on-one. It's in preparation for writing a business plan, and it's called the Business Model Canvas. So it's more about brainstorming and working through the elements of a business plan without it being so tedious and involved. So more brainstorming and bouncing ideas off each other and having that work time, and that's also facilitated. So a great opportunity for someone that's interested in starting a business or has a business already, but maybe doesn't have a business plan or is looking to expand and just needs that sit down time to concentrate on their business and hopefully better it.
Absolutely. So that is Wednesday, June 26th at 5:30 p.m. here at the Towncraft, correct?
That is right. So thinking the evening time being a good opportunity for those that might be working somewhere else or have their business open to have that evening workshop to come. And so we're not stressed on time, you know, over the lunch hour or something like that. And it's open, it's free. Anyone can come and they can register online.
All right. Now, it wouldn't be one of our conversations here, Lindsay, without talking about the 4th of July and sesquicentennial celebrations, which are right next to each other. So let's start with the 4th of July and let's discuss what the latest is on this event.
So the latest, we can start with our annual festivities that people can always count on with the parade, live music, and fireworks. But we do have a couple new things this year. So at Patsy Park, folks can expect vendors throughout the day, but we have entertainment at the Bandshell. So Showtime Dance will be performing at 12:30. We will have Los Lorales, which is a Hispanic dance group that usually performs at the Latino Fest, will be right after. And then new this year, we will have the Bill Riley Talent Search. So individuals will pre-register for that to perform. It'll be a contest, and the winner will be qualified for the Iowa State Fair Talent Show. So that will be a new element this year that we're excited to host. And during that time, I'm told that the fire department will be bringing back their water fights. So something that they've done for about 30 years. We missed out on it last year, but we're excited to have that back over on the Bandshell side of things. So especially if it's warm, it'll be nice for kids to run around and do the water fights. So those are kind of the activities in the afternoon. And for the evening entertainment, I'm excited to say that Ruckus will be performing at Patsy Park. That group seems to bring a big crowd, so I'm excited to have them all at Patsy Park for 4th of July and positioned to watch the fireworks display right afterwards.
Absolutely. Well, now let's wrap it up here today talking about the sesquicentennial celebration. A lot is going into this and a lot of activities are planned. I have a sheet in front of me that list them all, and it would take us an entire Let's Talk just to go through all of them. So just give me some highlights for the sesquicentennial celebration.
So the big thing is that the website is updated at perryia.org. So for those that are interested in learning, you know, the full list of activities, that's a great resource to check out what's all there, especially as we add a couple things. But definitely anchored on live music and history activities and programs, as well as lots and lots of kids activities and vendors downtown. So we've got Friday, which is going to be great to have a concert out at the airport and showcase that growing business and plans for expansion out there at the airport, as well as live music downtown on Saturday. We have some really great bands lined up, which I think we talked about a little bit last week. It should be just a really exciting time to celebrate Perry. So from the Community Day of Service, kind of helping spruce up the community on Friday, having a lot of activity downtown on Saturday. We've got a Grammy Award-winning children's music band coming to play at 12:30. That's the Okie Dokie Brothers. Kids activities lined up at the library, St. Pat's Lot. I mean, just so many activities going on. But then lots of history programs that I am especially excited about just because it's the sesquicentennial and we should be celebrating history. So we'll kick it off at 9 a.m. with a downtown public art walking tour with Jenny Eklund. So she will showcase the boulevard sculptures and what they represent, as well as walking around and seeing some of the other public art pieces like the murals. There will be a Wall of Witnesses dramatization called Voices from the Past, so showcasing six individuals from the Wall of Witnesses, kind of in a reenactment with several individuals from the community showcasing that. There will also be a railroading talk at the Carnegie Library by David Willis. That's at 11. And then we have a guided tour of the downtown Historic Fires by Brian Eitman. So, you know, if you're looking for walking tours, looking at history, Carnegie Library Museum will be open with an exhibit. So there's definitely something to celebrate the history, but then also the kids' activities and the live music for kind of the big birthday bash, as you might want to call it. Activities on Sunday for sesquicentennial. There will be a community breakfast over at the Elks Lodge, and then a church tour and prayer service that will stop at all of the various churches in town called 150 Years of Faithfulness. So that's a nice way to check out the architecture and celebrate the different faiths that are here in Perry.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Just check out the website. We've got all of the activities posted. And so those that want to be involved either by volunteering or helping us with fundraising through our shirts and coins, that would be greatly appreciated.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining me and for all the information as well. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.